Welcome to this week's Neebscast. We don't do this weekly, do we?
No, it's bi-weekly.
Welcome to this bi-weekly Neebscast.
Yes, and we want to start off with something good and uplifting.
Yeah.
Like fun stuff.
Positive, fun thing.
Yeah. Like what? Balloons, cakes, stars. I planted a bush the other day.
A bush? What?
Yeah.
What kind of bush?
A spitiporum.
I know what that is.
Nope.
What is it?
It's a bush.
Yeah,
just
a
bush.
Why? Just one bush?
Well, I had some bushes that died, and now there's like a bare spot.
So you were married
backyard.
To that type of bush.
It has to match the other bushes.
Yeah,
I know. There you go. Okay.
Maybe you're not cut out for keeping bushes up.
The bushes have been there for years.
Oh, okay.
Something got into them and ate them.
Feeding them bleach.
What's going to prevent that from happening again?
Sometimes bugs are just seasonal, aren't they? Remember a few years ago we had these little brown-looking ladybugs? They were everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And
they were awful.
Then they just disappeared.
Did they bring in a beetle to fight the kudzu?
Might have been the same one.
Maybe it got its... I remember driving through Charlotte once years back, and I was like, what the fuck are all these bugs I've never seen? And they were everywhere.
You know what's crazy? Some people don't know what kudzu is.
Right.
You know what's crazy is this isn't fun.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
This
crazy.
Is super fun.
Nothing fun
kudzu,
about this.
Nothing's
when's the last time
more
you planted a
kudzu?
Bush?
Super relatable.
Oh, well, no, I wasn't bashing your bush. It was about the kudzu.
Yeah, don't bash his bush.
Yeah.
What's the kudzu saying?
I don't know the saying. I didn't know there was
first
one.
First year it sleeps, second year it creeps, third year it leaps.
Really?
Fourth year it
something
steeps.
Like that. Like it grows real slow, and then all of a sudden, boom! It's covering the power lines.
Yeah, and it's pretty to see, but all of a sudden it like
chokes everything.
Chokes out the entire vegetation underneath it. It's
almost killed
bad.
My cat.
Yeah.
The cat needs to move.
It's the MMA champion of plants.
So then they brought in this beetle to eat the kudzu, and I don't know if that's working.
I think it ate my bushes.
You guys just clouds of beetles.
I think
well, there's a beetle cloud.
We got to bring in the locusts.
There's been a lot of mess ups. You hear stories. Oh, we're bringing this in to take care of this thing. And usually that goes wrong.
Always, almost,
yep.
It seems.
Right. So
let's bring in the fire ants to take out the elephants.
Right. Damn fire ants. I get one bite, just one bite, and it's itchy for days.
Oh, fire ants suck.
One single bite, and it turns into like a pimple. I got a white head.
Ugh.
Oh, it's gross.
Yeah. I'm glad we're talking about these positive things.
Yeah.
I heard something pretty damn interesting about on the fire ant tip on the old NPRs.
Impossible.
I think it was a Science Friday a few weeks ago, whatever. An Argentinian fire ant, right? That made its way, you know, countless reasons on a freight ship or whatever up through to Southern California. But they found out that it's, you know, made its way to like Northern California. And they started doing these tests where they would like introduce this Argentine fire ant into like a different colony. And they were doing this all the way up California, and wherever they introduced it, they were accepted. And that doesn't really happen. So it was just saying that this ant had spread so far.
Huh.
But then they started taking it out of, it stopped a little bit north of San Francisco. Yeah,
start taking
their germs. But they found that these ants are across the world. On different, you know, continents. It's everywhere. And it's accepted everywhere.
They're just super charismatic. They just...
They've got a network that's worldwide.
Really?
Yes.
That's who really owns the planet, the ants.
The ants really do.
Yeah.
It's pretty fascinating. Ants
Good thing those things aren't big. Jesus. We wouldn't stand a chance.
I didn't like that movie.
Which one?
Ants.
Ants. You know, with the
DreamWorks, the animation, Woody
Allen?
With
that, Woody Allen, the guy who... Didn't he, marry his daughter or something?
Were you a bigger fan of A Bug's Life?
No. Not a big fan of Bugs
See,
Life
See, I
either.
Like ants better than Bugs Life.
I think
Bugs
I did,
Life
too.
Bugs Life was like Pixar's second movie, I want to say.
I don't want insects. I don't need insects.
Beetlejuice?
No. Huh?
I don't think that has to do with bugs.
No, was just his name.
Just trying to change the subject.
Yeah, that was good.
It was a good transition,
effort.
Right?
I'm surprised they haven't done like an animated movie on like parasites, you know?
Yeah.
You got the parasite.
Animated tapeworms.
Good luck going, good night.
Randy Newman.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Tapeworms. I like Randy Newman.
Who doesn't? Everybody does.
I love his voice.
Oh, God.
I love his voice. One out of eight people listening knows who he is.
No, yeah, we're at super relevant.
Everyone knows the Toy Story song.
Yeah, I know, but they probably don't know
who he
did.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah.
You got a friend in me.
That guy.
See, this is
he
fun
sounds
and
like
happy.
Everything. Yeah, it is.
You got a friend in me.
That's not fun to hear.
What did you
but like to me, there are certain singers who it was like, did somebody lose a bet to have to give these people a record deal?
All right, real quick thing. If you had to go to one concert,
Buffett
out of the two. Or Newman?
Oh, Buffett.
Oh, really?
Buffett.
No, Randy Newman all day.
I'm
all day.
Doing, Randy Newman all day.
Yes, he's a great songwriter. There's no alcohol at a Randy Newman concert.
Well, what's that's the, up to you. Know that.
What's the what's there's no Floridian Cougars there either.
You have no idea.
What's the name of the song? It's like
no reason to live.
Funny. That's crazy. That's Randy Newman. Right now.
That was a hit, baby.
You yeah, hear that?
That was like top 10.
No, I'm going to Buffett. I'm going to Buffett.
I'm just going to wear a hat.
No way.
I feel like I'd go to Buffett too.
I'm doing the Newman experience, and I'm not going to be a loser like that.
Honestly, you ever see Buffett get nominated for an Oscar?
Oh, hey, no? At our concert, we're going to have grass skirts, girls in like coconut bras. You're going to have like cardigans. And
intelligent people.
My chances of getting laid are way higher at a Buffett
concert. Of course, I'll take Buffett if you're trying to get tail. Sure.
That's not the point.
Well, are you going
to
go there and like talk science with
people?
We're
going to
listen
to the
music and dance.
But don't you expect me to put my fin to the right or the left?
I will do both. I'll even go front and back.
I'm done with this argument.
Yep. Who is a music artist that you say to yourself, there's no way this person should have received a record deal or have ever made an album?
Oh God, all of them. That pop station my wife listens to, all of them. Well, every fucking one of them that comes up.
Oh, you're just talking
every
song.
Just in general, a lot of
pop music.
Well, they churn out some very cliche bullshit.
It's all crap.
Yeah, it's garbage. One person that comes to mind, and I love and respect his music because he's a good songwriter and stuff, but voice wise, you're like, huh, interesting that made it. Tom Petty.
Yeah, nobody ever says Tom Petty is a handsome man either.
So, I mean, like, it was the time that it didn't matter then. These days it would matter because he's not pretty enough. You
Simon,
know what I mean?
You want to weigh in on this? You like Tom Petty, don't you?
I do.
I like Tom Petty.
I like
Petty,
Tom Petty's music a lot.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. For me, another one is Dave Matthews. I respect him as a songwriter and musician, but he sounds like a donkey.
But he can sing.
I like donkeys. I like the way he sings.
Singing donkeys.
I like donkeys.
Hey. Yeah.
Like what? Here's a what the hell is it? Neil Young.
Oh, God.
But guess, yeah, I've actually grown into
that's another one of Thick's favorites to hate.
But you know what? He's actually a good songwriter.
He's
and
a good
you kinda,
songwriter. I don't like his voice.
Yeah, he sounds like somebody sticking.
Neves, do the old man. You got that. You got a.
Oh, man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
Old man, look at my life.
See, kids, you can do higher. Anything. These guys had such balls, you know, like to actually say, I'm going to be a singer. And people around him in the beginning, they're probably like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I respect
about?
Neil Young. He's classic.
I do too.
I respect anybody that can build an audience like based on their singing or musical ability.
Of course.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's just odd sounding.
Except for Jimmy Buffett. You can't. Yeah. There's no respect
there.
No.
I respect him.
Dude,
he's a very smart businessman. He's made a killing.
Here's how it went down with Buffett. He was praying to Jesus one night. The devil showed up, was like, hey, I'll make you a deal. You'll get a record deal with your voice. I just need your soul. And he's like, I can even write a song about cheeseburger. You can write a song about whatever the fuck you want. Okay.
That's exactly what happened.
That's a fact.
Damn.
Yeah. Check his wiki.
Devil showed up.
He had a margarita in hand, a cheeseburger half eaten, wearing flip-flops and shat himself.
Yeah. Who got the better deal there?
I would say Buffett, because now Devil's stuck with Buffett's soul.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, I got to do the fins to the left again.
Every half hour in hell. Oh, there's a hurricane!
Oh, we can't read. We can't keep on retelling these stories.
I know we can't retell it, but Margaritaville is hell.
Yeah, go back and watch our Myrtle Beach trip if you want to hear the rest of that story.
We saw
Margaritaville in Mexico. I was on vacation in Mexico recently. It's like my first vacation in a long time.
So it's an invasive species.
But yeah, it was there.
And also Jimmy Buffett's
like
a smart
Argentinian
businessman.
Ant.
It's like that fucking ant.
I mean, imagine that. Restaurants all over the world based around a shitty fucking song.
Yeah.
I mentioned Mexico. I had a funny incident in Mexico with a cab driver. This really, really old guy. Like, he could have gone at any moment during the cab ride. But his phone rang, and he had the most interesting ringtone. It was two cats viciously fighting. I was like, and he let it go for a long time before he answered it.
Wanted to make sure you enjoyed it as much as he.
I'm like, you gonna get that?
He just looked back when you asked that.
Yeah, he hissed at me.
That's fucking nuts.
I will give a pro tip about traveling to Mexico, specifically Cancun. If you're going to go there, only take carry-on, which was what we did, because the lines to check your luggage in Cancun back onto a plane. If you want to check it onto a plane, 2.5 hours long, mm-hmm. like the whole day.
Fuck that. Yep.
Carry on in suppositories is pretty much the only way to go.
Yeah.
Now, Thick and I fly out tomorrow for a few days. Leaving Wilmington's not a big deal, but it's going to be my first TSA pre-check.
Oh, you got
trip.
You got qualified for
I've
pre-check.
I've been approved.
Tell us about that. How'd you
well,
do that?
Really? Are we doing this?
Okay. Well, I mean, it's right. It's nice because you watch people. When you get to the airport, you watch people just walk right through. You're like, motherfucker. You get a little jelly, you know?
I never even noticed it before.
Oh, because they're walking right through while you're in line and miserable. So I just filled out this whole thing online. I thought it was going to take a while to set up an appointment. It didn't. I could have picked the next day if I wanted, but I picked 2 days from then. Went in, took 5 minutes. They got my fingerprints. I gave them $85, and then you wait for approval.
$85?
Is that for the year?
And it's for 5 years.
Oh, wow. That's
that's very reasonable.
Five years, and you can walk straight through without going through the whole security process, mm-hmm. and you can take liquids.
Hey, when you fly, make sure you have a bottle of water. I want to confirm this.
Or a bucket of water.
Yeah. You know what? I'm still like afraid to do that. It feels weird. You feel guilty about something you shouldn't be.
This.
I know.
It's a small step.
Okay.
I'd be waving it above my head. Like, hey, look at me, everybody.
Look what I can take.
I'm special.
I'd have one of those double can hats with a straw on it.
Yeah.
I'll do it after you, as long as you get through with the hat with the cans on the side.
Well, that'll be the next time. I'd have to get one of those. And please, nobody send us one.
Last time we talked about banana slicers, we got like 7 in the mail.
Yeah, right. No, thank you.
Which still wasn't enough.
So
right.
Yeah, let's talk about Tesla cars now.
The most valuable car maker in the United States?
We've talked about Tesla cars.
Well, I was saying it so we would get one sent to us.
Oh,
you mean think like I'm thinking.
Yep. You mean the wonderful Tesla cars?
They're only $35,000.
Not the new cheap one. We want the big one.
Oh, okay.
Nah, that takes petroleum-based. Yeah,
runs whatever. On manure.
Yeah.
That's hard to get around here.
What, manure?
If I said go out and get some manure for your car or gas, which one could you do quicker?
I'd just drive down Sidbury. There's tons of manure on Sidbury.
It'd probably take you 4 hours to walk around that pasture and get enough manure for a car.
How much manure are we talking? Like,
are we really talking
like manure?
How much manure does it take to fill up a Tesla?
And do you have to boil it down?
No, you're not crazy. I'm upset with him.
They don't have a manure station around here arguing this.
Everything.
That's
how much manure does it take to fill up a Tesla? We've said it all now.
Yeah, that might cover it.
That's the last thing on the list. We've done it.
And that's a Jimmy Buffett song.
Yeah.
How much manure does it take to fill up a Tesla? Fins to the left.
Here comes a hurricane.
Manuricane. Salt.
So what's going on in the news? We got the United debacle, which is fun.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Super fun.
Really, I don't know the
stuff.
Whole story.
Nah.
But I think if I had an airline, I would never pull a customer off the plane.
Well, like the airline didn't do it. The airline called the police.
Yeah, but they
and
had
then
it
the police
done.
Did it. But yeah, it's like
I think my solution would have been, because you hear that all the time and you wonder, how do they always overbook these planes? This shouldn't be that common.
It shouldn't be.
But it always happens. And if it was me, I would think you keep raising the stakes. $1,000, whoever jumps off. Like, to me, that would be worth $1,000 and have to pull somebody off
the
plane.
It's getting worse, it seems, on the, you know, when they make that announcement. It used to be a ticket, like, was automatic or something like that.
Last time we flew, I noticed that, they kept upping it. They started out.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it was like, okay, somebody, if
they start with, like, a $50 voucher now.
Yeah,
it's like bullshit.
Super low. Yeah.
Here's a pack of peanuts.
And then by the end of it, it was like, hey, whoever volunteers, $800.
And a handy.
Plus a free night at the hotel.
They should have, like, an auction guy from, hey.
I went up to one. The desk at one point in time, and I was like, look, give me 2 round trip tickets to Dubai, first class.
I'll get off.
And I'll get off. And they're like, sir, this is basically an empty flight. And I was like, okay, I'll take coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just gave in, huh?
Yeah.
Instead of those $20,000 in tickets.
Yeah, right. It's weird that they can even overbook. Like, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, that's
mind.
A
like,
bad,
they ought to,
bad
they ought to know, okay, we have X amount of seats. You've sold X amount of tickets.
What other business does that?
One would think. Yeah, I don't know.
You get in the movie theater. Nope, sorry.
And then you get picked, and then you're the one. Like, that guy's the whole, you're the one that got fucked. It's like, overbooked, how did they know? They let him on without
after
a seat?
After he was on the plane.
After he's on the
plane.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Who was more important than him to, like, have him have to, and I heard the CEO apparently said he was belligerent. I don't know any of this.
Yeah, see, a fact like that would change the outcome.
Of course. So you just see the cell phone footage, and then you develop your own opinions based on not knowing the full thing.
I heard that he actually pulled down his pants, stuck his own finger up his own ass, and started waving it in the air.
And gave himself an exam?
Yes.
Yep.
That's what
all
I
clear.
Heard. Yeah. Yeah. Just take off. Who's next?
Crazy thing is when he ran back on. Like, they dragged him off.
One.
He comes running back in. And then he's like, he grabs the curtain between, like, first class and coach, and it's just like, no, I need to go home. I need to go
home.
Wasn't
his wife on there as well?
I have no idea.
But still, it's just, it's nuts that they would drag somebody off a plane that violently.
Would have been much more humane to just go and give him, like, an injection.
And knock his ass out.
Really?
And, oh, sleepy pants,
but
needs to go.
Drink dart or something.
Hit him with a bola.
just give him a free drink, and it's roofied.
No,
none of this. None of these are good ideas. We're just, this guy barely
went
through.
We're
just
joking. That would be easier to do in first class because they get drinks
first.
Oh,
I'm the only guy in coach getting a free drink. This is weird.
Yeah.
You wake up at Margaritaville.
Yeah, okay.
The YouTube ad boycott's still going on.
Right, which I know nothing about, and
explain.
I should.
Explain to our audience what's happening.
I mean, God, there's we're late to the party here. There's been a million videos on it already.
But we haven't talked about it.
We haven't voiced our opinion. I don't even know what it is yet.
It's not news until we voice our
opinion. It's basically, there was a couple of articles come out from the Wall Street Journal that were saying, hey, your advertisers, your content might appear next to ISIS videos or Nazi videos. And then they actually showed, like, there was some really questionable content that these ads were appearing next to. And then so all the old, like, advertisers, there was Pepsi, Johnson & Johnson, several of them just pulled out.
Verizon,
yeah. They said, we're taking all of our ads off of YouTube until we have a little bit more control and know what our ads are going to be placed on what type of content.
Okay.
So YouTube's in a scramble. They enacted a new policy where if you start a YouTube channel, you have to get at least 10,000 views on your channel before your channel gets monetized.
Saw
and that's
that.
Lifetime views. So that's not the views of a video.
Right,
that's
lifetime
views
of the
channel. Everyone flipped out over that, as people tend to do. They're like, I got to get 10,000 views per video. I only get 7,000.
So
my channel's dead.
That might help a little bit with, you know, if you just start a channel tomorrow called I Hate Blue People and put up hate videos, you can't put ads on it.
Right.
You'd have to get 10,000 views first.
Yeah, and we've seen, on YouTube over the years, like certain words in your titles or keywords, like if you have those words in there, that video gets demonetized pretty quickly.
And we had a bunch of videos get claimed as possible inappropriate videos, and they turned out they weren't, but they had words like fighting in it or, I don't know. I think I can see both sides of the story a little bit. Yeah, if I have a product, I don't want it to be on a hate video, but the same side of the coin, it's like most people that use YouTube know that sponsor isn't going, oh, I like this video. It's just a random kind of thing.
Yeah, you can't make that tie. You know,
no,
it's just too many damn videos.
And also,
there.
Like, the math doesn't add up. It's like, you know, what's the percentage of hateful speech videos being uploaded compared to the percentage of just normal content?
Yeah. You're like one versus 0.5 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Most of these are cat videos.
Yeah. But some advertisers jump back in quickly because, like, they were like, yes, we're pulling our ads off YouTube. And then a few days later, they see, oh, shit, no one's going to our website anymore. We're putting our ads back on YouTube. I mean, I don't think YouTube's not going anywhere. It does. I would love to see more competition in the field. And I know Facebook, Amazon
would be the one.
VidMe is kind of, that's one website that's kind of on the rise a little bit.
VidMe.
But they're not advertiser supported. It's more tip supported.
Okay.
So different audience, but still a place where creators can upload their content and get paid, but not based on ad revenue, based on subscriptions. It's like $2.99 per channel to subscribe to. And then also you can tip a video. So you watch a video. I like this video. I'm going to throw a dollar tip to this guy.
Gotcha.
So different business model, but I like that. A platform like that is on the rise.
We get emails all the time from people saying, hey, we want to do a sponsored video with you guys. So, you know, that's an option. But normally when they contact us, it's for shit that we don't want to do. And a lot of the time it's like mobile games.
Yeah, no.
And it's
those.
Like, no. So my fear, I don't even throw out like a ridiculous number because my fear is one of these days I'm going to be like, okay. Now we got to do a Candy Crush.
We got to do a Candy Crush ad. But yeah. Hey, we're getting paid $100,000.
Yeah, but that is an option.
If someone offers you $100,000, we're doing it.
We're doing that
video. We're
going
to make the best fucking Candy Crush ad ever.
Ever seen.
Look, no numbers have been thrown out. I don't want to do that to our audience.
Okay.
I mean, like,
but they'll understand if someone
they
pays
would.
Us
$100,000.
Yeah, because we would follow up with a $100,000 song. Like, after that, we just... made $100,000.
Candy Crush. Candy. Putting candy in your mouth.
Candy to the left.
we could afford Randy to have Newman. Guest appearance from
Buffett collab. Buffett.
Nah.
Randy Newman.
Maybe speaking of candy, this is kind of a good segue for ear candy. And what is associated with ear candy? Audible.
Audible.
Audible. Tell them about that.
Seamless.
See?
Seamless.
Tell them about Audible, Neebs.
New year, same old commute. Let traffic crawl while your pulse races.
Pulse races? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about learning while I drive or listening to a story, Simon. I'm talking about Audible.
Yes. That's a good way to lead into this.
Listen, I love this service because when I'm in my car, I'm always listening to something. And with Audible, the app is free and it works on iPhones, iPad, Android, and for Windows Phone.
That's cool.
Most people have those things.
And you use it on your drives going back home and you use it on your way to work. You learn stuff when listening.
I love music, but I love to learn in my car. And right. When I'm traveling, I like to hear stories sometimes. Also, they have great listen guarantee. You know what that is?
Yes, I do.
What?
If you don't like it, like you listen to it, you go, I don't like that. And then you can go, nah, I don't want it. And then they give you whatever it is back.
Man, you're knowledgeable, Simon.
Yes, I am.
So guys, you can't make more time, but you can make the most of it. Turn your commute into something more with a free trial at Audible. Go to audible.com/Neebs to start now.
Yes. Good job, Neebs.
Thanks, Simon.
Nice.
Good stuff. But as far as our channel, we've seen a revenue drop on our channel for sure. I think we'll be able to weather the storm because our overhead's fairly low, except, you know, there are six of us. But I mean, some of these YouTube channels are going to take a bigger hit because, you know, they have a lot more employees than we do.
If we had a lot of people to deal with, it could be ugly.
I think the ad revenue will come back. And if it doesn't, well, I don't mind going out and getting another regular job. I do.
I do.
I definitely do. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah,
I absolutely do not want to.
I'm adaptable.
Well, you're just going to go make cartoons and stuff.
I have no talent. I can't do anything.
Kickstarter, yeah.
Cartoons.
Yeah,
I'm going to go make straw hats in Charleston.
And I'll have to go hook back on the
corner. It's like going to Nashville to be a musician.
Everybody's doing it now?
Yeah, like all the straw hat makers are down there.
They're all there.
You have to go somewhere, but they don't have straw hat makers.
I have a better chance of making it as a film and television actor than a straw hat maker in Charleston, don't I?
Yeah. So, subject change.
Pizza.
Nah, we've done that so many
times.
I love pizza.
Well,
don't get me wrong.
Here's what I want to say because I just did something on Twitter. I posted a picture of pizza with ham and pineapple on it.
That's right. You did.
And there's like a lot of shit going on the internet right now where people are pissed off saying that no, pineapple should not be allowed on pizza.
There was a time when people said women shouldn't go to school.
Those are the same people. That's a thing. Because
that's a thing.
I think if you like pineapple on pizza, then you'd get pineapple on pizza. And why does it fucking bother anyone else?
Yeah, exactly. It's a very dumb thing to be
so
upset
dumb.
With.
You can put whatever you want on pizza.
Yeah, we need better things to talk about.
I don't have to like it, but I also don't. You know, I'm not going to tell you to stop.
This is crazy, and I had to send a message to corporate from where I live. New thing going on. So there's speaking of pizza. This is why I thought of it. Kinda. There's a pizza place going right next to where I live. It's essentially attached to the building that the two-bedroom apartments are on where I'm at.
Okay.
Which you guys haven't seen. But anyway, it's supposed to be a really good place. She's like a Michelin-rated chef, and it's like one of those farm-to-plate kind of pizza.
Yeah, you can have three Michelin stars, the highest rating in a restaurant.
Here, Michelin, I think, tires.
Like the tire. Yeah.
Right, but it's a restaurant kind of rating system.
So she's got
yeah,
stickers
and
stuff.
Our friend Josh shoots her show. That PBS thing.
Yeah. So Chef's Life.
This is one of her restaurants, and it's a really, really nice pizza place, apparently. That has caused this parking thing where I live, and this is fucking nuts. So they recently numbered all the spots in our parking lot, right? Uh-huh. And the spot directly in front of my apartment is 17, okay? So I was wondering how they were going to work this all out. And one day I come home, and they got all these like slips in our doors. So I look at the slip, and it says that my assigned parking spot is number 2. So I'm like, where the fuck is 2?
Right.
It's on the other side of the building.
It's on the roof.
It's on the other side of the building in a handicap spot that has a $250 fine if you park there. I'm in a handicap apartment.
Was this on April Fool's Day?
No. Everyone's spots are like all over the place. And it's because
they got you in a handicap place where you're going to get fined if you use your parking place.
They happen to put me in that apartment because I'm sure they were trying to fill it out. And I don't mind having all that extra space in the bathroom and stuff. It doesn't bother me. But I'm not handicapped. So I obviously can't park in that fucking spot.
Right.
You know? It's insane to me. But the front side of my building, this is the problem, is now all the pizza. So there's 4 other apartments that their parking lot is all for the pizza place. So they have to park on the other side of the building, too. So they've got like strangers parking in front of their door. It's insane to me. It's like they sold out to a pizza place.
That is crazy.
And now I'm supposed to park in a... So obviously I went to the office. I told them about it. And they said, well, you should probably send a message to Corbin. Like, what the fuck do you guys do?
You should probably be handicapped.
Yeah, I got to get a handicap sticker.
Oh, I can help you with that.
Which part?
The writing to corporate, the things that you can do with that, because there are some companies that they will get so scared that they will bend over backwards as soon as you contact certain people, like
of course,
Attorney General and
Better Business Bureau.
Not just Better Business Bureau, but like Attorney General is the one that they're like, fuck, we don't want
to. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Like,
Can you hear your neighbors now, or did what they do? Because before, Doralis' apartment, he could hear his neighbors whispering.
It was nuts. They did a little bit. They put this foam in the corners.
Can you hear them now?
It's muffled a little bit more. It's still... I love my apartment, don't get me wrong, but what the fuck?
All they did was fill the corner cracks?
With the foam, and that was wide open, so that's why you could hear it like as if your neighbor was
in
your room. Because they didn't have the corner, there was nothing between the brick and the wall. There was nothing, like you could even see light through.
Jeez.
See light through?
Yeah.
I feel like you should get out of there.
I'm just giving them a little bit of time. We'll see. Yeah, not to break, wow, another downer. But I found it very interesting. Yep.
I hurt my knee the other day. Man, oh, I'm in pain.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, man, I was...
We're talking about parking spots.
I was walking and I
Jimmy
tripped
Buffett.
On a shoe.
We wonder why our subscriber numbers are going down.
Yeah.
Remember when we were talking about bushes, how fun that was?
Yeah,
that was
really fun. I don't remember bushes. How fun anything of that was.
Spitaporum.
I don't care.
It took me forever to remember that name.
Well...
Did you guys see the trailer for Thor?
I did.
Yes.
That looks fun.
Awesome. I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
We should watch it and then we could talk.
Yeah, there you go.
Pull it up, Neebs. Yeah, I'm in.
So we're looking at a combination of Gladiator, The Hunger Games, Marvel. That's what I think. And it looks great.
Yeah, of course.
And she looks hot, but it makes me think of those things. Am I the only one?
No, I mean, absolutely. No, it's a Gladiator type experience.
I mean, I don't know what's going on. Okay, Thor gets captured, put into some sort of arena world, and the Hulk's there. How does the Hulk get there?
That's like, Ragnarok.
Yeah, no, yeah.
That's Ragnarok.
He gets a haircut.
Yeah, isn't that Ragnarok?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know the comics, so but that trailer excites
me. Yeah, Ragnarok.
Because I have no idea what's going on here, but I'm intrigued.
That the woman is Hela? I believe that's Hela?
Don't spoil it. I'll find out.
Well,
when
it's not
the
a
movie.
Spoiler. It's like anyone who knows that shit knows who it is.
I don't know that shit. That's a thing.
Okay, but it's not spoiling. She's who? Maybe?
I think her name's Hela. I heard Kevin Smith say it.
You don't think she's hot?
I think she's hot as hell.
I don't think she's
sexy.
That hot.
Very. With the horn thing? If that's not the same girl, my God.
Do you know what that's going to do to you in the hay?
Oh, I know, and I like ye.
Every time I see that.
What do you do to heads in the hay?
Every time I see a character with horns, I'm just like, how do they sleep?
Well, that's a hat.
It's an outfit.
It's a hat.
No, the girl had horns, didn't
she?
No,
it was like a mask hat thing. Just like Loki has a... That's not part of his head, Loki's
thing. Well, I mean, even from a functional standpoint, you know, if she's going through some tight corridors, that's going to get in the way.
The same woman they showed that crushed the hammer is with the headset. That's like her ruling headset.
She's too skinny.
Isn't that her? Same one?
I like all types. Skinny.
There's a six-pointer.
That's the same lady.
I think.
I don't know.
I think
her
it is.
Her neck's the size of my wrist.
Where's her hair?
Well, underneath the hat.
Underneath the hat. My goodness, this is not hard to
figure
out.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't look like the same lady to me. The one that caught the hammer?
Doesn't matter.
Let her turn a little bit
Maybe
more.
Maybe it's
just
not.
Just see the movie.
You're so upset. Like, just see it.
Who gives a shit?
Okay.
Who gives a shit?
We give a shit. We care.
We'll care how she sleeps.
Okay, well, aside from the not being able to sleep thing for the lady, it looks awesome.
Yeah,
it
looks
great. Does. Yeah, the trailer looks great. I can't wait to see it.
And listen, it helps quite a bit when you have the music. Let's get some Led Zeppelin in there.
Apparently, getting Led Zeppelin was a big deal.
I'm sure it was.
Because they're like impossible to get music for, you
really?
Know.
Shrek had Led Zeppelin in it.
Shrek?
Shrek.
What song?
One of the Shrek...
Now
that
it
one.
Seems really easy, doesn't
it?
It
had that song in Shrek?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
So in one of the Shrek...
Well, they're
the
big Mike Myers fans, so...
In Shrek 2, that
Electric
song was
Boogaloo.
Used.
Also, Snow Day had some Zeppelin in it.
With Chevy Chase? Yeah.
My dog regard. Skip had Stairway to Heaven? Yeah.
Well, maybe these days.
Lady Boss had
Medea's Halloween.
Yeah.
Man, so this year, geez, between... There's Thor Ragnarok, Guardians 2, and Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's don't like, want to see Spider-Man. I want to see Guardians 2.
Star Wars, The
you don't
Last
see
Jedi.
Spider-Man?
No.
I'm surprised.
The fun thing
Star
that,
Wars, The Last Jedi 2? That's coming out this year.
Kevin,
oh, yeah, the new Star Wars.
Kevin Smith was talking about how Marvel just, like, when DC... It's like the equivalent of when Call of Duty trailer came out and then Battlefield 1 trailer. Like, that smackdown. When DC showed their...
Justice League Justice trailer, League. Yeah.
And then Spider-Man was like on top of that. And then DC announced that who's doing their or directing their next thing is Joss Whedon. So he's like flipping sides.
Wow.
And as soon as that news came out and everyone was getting hard about that, then this trailer came out for Thor.
I see what they're
it's
doing.
Like they hold off just enough for announcements, it feels like.
Yeah, which is, yeah what is Joss Whedon doing with DC?
I don't remember. But okay. That announcement just happened like last week.
I like
week
Joss Whedon.
I do too.
Speaking of Joss Whedon, I was just watching Firefly while I was in Mexico in Spanish. But yeah, that was a great show.
Oh yeah, Firefly was amazing.
I don't want to bring things down, but are y'all going to watch Wonder Woman?
I have no interest in it.
With all the DC movies now, I kind of want to wait for reviews from people I trust because I've been burned too many times going to see their movies.
Or wait until it's on a plane.
To me, To me, the trailer looked pretty good.
It looks
interesting.
I thought
so too. And she's hot.
And I know nothing about Wonder Woman. I wish they would have had a Wonder Woman movie before that Batman Superman shit.
Well, watch this one, then go back and watch Batman Superman.
Oh, yeah, maybe it'll make sense then.
Or
I
start by watching the old hit TV show from the 80s.
Nah.
Linda Carter.
Lame. Is that the one with the flying? I've seen like references to it in pop culture, but the one with the flying jet where she's just like sitting down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dumbest
the
looking
best
way.
A flying
Wonder
jet? How crazy.
The invisible jet. I hope that's in the movie.
Invisible jet?
Invisible jet. That makes it through. Yeah.
You got to keep that.
Yeah. We can still see you, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Seated all awkwardly in the sky.
Yeah. Who's that crazy bitch flying in the sky?
Yeah, Justice League. It's still... I saw the trailer for that, and it still just looks so dark and depressing, just visually.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, this is, like, bright and colorful. It's like, okay, this is what I kind of want from a comic book movie. And I don't mind a dark tone, like something like The Dark Knight.
They go so dark.
Yeah, it's just like, when you have Superman, Superman's supposed to be sort of a bright character anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So to even make him depressing just seems antithetical to what he's supposed to be. But that's me.
Superman's going to go emo, start cutting himself
with
little shards
like.
Of
yeah, he's probably
going to
show up and have a damn black suit on.
His
like,
hair
geez.
Draped over one eye.
I don't want to save people today.
He's got those sleeves with the thumb holes.
Yep. Works at Hot Topic now.
Yeah, quit saving people.
Shirts are three for $15.
You want to buy a Happy Tree Friends t-shirt?
Do they sell those there?
Really? They used to at Hot Topic. I haven't been to Hot Topic in forever. We have one in the mall.
We have a mall still?
Yeah. It's,
no, I know.
Why
do
you keep saying that?
It's just sad.
It's not.
It is a sad
place. It's
always malls
sad
are sad.
This. We did this.
Okay. And we can't do it again.
Damn.
You can't be wrong again.
The parking lot's full. What are you talking about?
They're all going to Chili's.
It's Ruby Tuesday.
They're not over the fuck it is.
They're all the same.
Yeah, let's get off the mall. Get off the mall. Can we talk about this real quick? As good as Marvel does with their films, I feel like Logan was a bit of a miss for me.
Yeah, and that's not, I mean, that is Marvel, but that is it's not Sony. So that's 20th Century Fox.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well,
in partnership with Marvel.
Because I was disappointed, too.
I was disappointed.
Yeah, I was disappointed as well. It was, parts of it were good, but there were a lot of, and we've all seen it here except for Simon.
I didn't see it.
Right.
I didn't see
it. Okay, you haven't seen it. Okay. What I heard it was really good. Oh, it's great. And the trailer looked good. It was interesting.
It was decent.
It was okay. Yeah,
decent.
Meanwhile, I went and saw a really fun movie, Skull Island, in 3D, which was really, really fun.
I don't know what that is.
The King Kong one.
The King Kong one.
Oh, right.
Anthony went and saw it.
Do you enjoy it? All right, Anthony gives two thumbs up.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are his fingers.
It's so fun. The CG is incredible. It's fun.
It's hard to tell Anthony's fingers from his thumbs.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm really excited about the third Planet of the Apes movie. That's coming out later this year.
I was going to say, because I've never cared about that franchise when you were talking it up the other day.
I really enjoyed
me
the
neither.
Last two.
I might try it.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
The first one's like, okay. It's like, okay,
sets it up properly.
Sets it up. The second one is probably one of the best films I've seen in the last decade.
Like, really?
It's up there in my mind.
That's a big thing.
Do I have to see the first one to see the second one?
I would.
It helps.
Okay.
I would.
It helps.
And I did. I saw the first one. I remember being not really
Wonder
impressed.
Woman.
And there's number 3's coming out.
Number 3's coming out.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I enjoyed the first one. You know, I was like, oh, that was a fun movie. But then the second one just blew me away. The reason I liked the second one so much was the writing was so smart.
Yeah.
There was no villain.
Well, the third one has Eddie Murphy in it, and he's playing like 5 characters.
Yeah. Oh, thank God. That's what I'm looking for.
And the fourth one's called Planet of the Apes. So that should be fun.
Is that right?
No, it's not. Yeah, no, it's, not I was kidding.
What's I was this kidding one called? Too, the third Eddie one?
War
really
for the planet. War of the Planet of the Apes, I believe, is the third one.
Yeah. World, yeah. World Planet.
Yeah.
Planet of the World.
War. Yeah. Andy Serkis is back. Yeah. Andy Serkis has killed it as that character. Like the motion capture is just
what absolutely. A great name.
Andy Serkis.
Serkis.
Love that name. It's his real name, huh?
Probably not.
It's like our buddy Johnny Carnival, but he doesn't get as nearly as much love.
Terry Freak Show.
Yeah.
I started to watch, I know you touched on it once before. I started to watch OJ, the OJ
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, I think that's going to be a series, like, there's only one season of this, correct?
Yeah. It's because they can't make up a second.
I know. Yeah. Well.
OJ's back on trial.
He goes, Ragnarok. There's a reason why I'm saying this.
OJ, Ragnarok.
Starring Eddie Murphy as OJ.
Oh, Lord.
And like I was saying,
yeah. If it doesn't fit, you can't acquit.
With a hit song by Randy Newman.
Narcos had two seasons, right?
Must acquit. Must acquit.
Yeah, and Narcos might come back.
Right, and that's what I'm talking about. I didn't know if it took two seasons to show him get away.
How far did you make it?
First two episodes.
Oh, do you like it?
Oh, yeah. Cuba. Good for him. He
plays OJ.
He does. Yeah. I don't think he looks right, and I just see Cuba, but I feel like, yeah. He's selling the
shit out of it to me.
I really enjoyed that series, or the 10 episodes. I really
did. Fired up. I'm watching Archer. There's a new season of Archer on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Slowly going through at night.
Nice. Yeah. I got to get back on that.
I watched a British cooking show. I really did.
I just finished Vikings.
Yeah,
how was it? How was it? Four seasons of it?
Yeah.
Wow, you've been watching a lot of TV, you lazy bastard.
Yeah, I like to, after I work, I try to, either while I'm eating dinner or before I go to bed, do something.
Mm-hmm.
Well-written show, I think.
Did it finish at four?
I don't know. I haven't looked to see if it got canceled or if there's going to be another one.
But you give it a out of 10.
I enjoyed it.
That's not a number at all.
Well,
numbers are weird.
I don't just throw out tens easily.
No, you shouldn't.
I wasn't asking you to throw out a 10. You give it a 9.
Wow, that's a big.
I wouldn't even think you would.
I wouldn't give it a 9
shell
easily.
Shell out a 9.
Maybe an 8.
Even an 8.
Maybe it's a 7.
A
it's worth a watch, is what you're saying.
I think so.
I think, yeah. We've got some fun movies coming out. I'm trying to think about games. Like what games are
Netflix, coming? I clicked on something on Facebook the other day, and it was like, you know, maybe 15 things that are going to be coming out in Netflix. Castlevania is going to be a new TV show based on that game.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Like, I was never a huge Castlevania fan. Like, one of the games I really enjoy, the PlayStation 1, Symphony of the Night. But, yeah, I don't know how that's going to translate the TV.
Well, they're also doing a Dig Dug series.
Finally.
If you remember Dig Dug.
Yeah, that's good.
That's starring Eddie Murphy, I believe.
It is.
Starring Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to go digging now.
Digger, please.
Digging underground, going to blow up the monster.
That's good.
Is that how he laughs?
Yeah.
Did anyone watch the new those two Chappelle?
I did.
I watched some of it.
I watched one.
How about the new Louis C.K.?
Haven't watched that.
No.
Nope.
How is it?
It's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
I love him.
He's got a perfect way of being the grumpy old man. He's like the
McGruff? Crime dog?
McGrudgeon.
Yeah, McGrudgeon.
Curmudgeon?
Curmudgeon.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't use the word often, but my girl used that word and I was like, oh yeah, that probably is the right word to use. Yeah.
The MacGuffin?
But he's got I like
take
his
a bite
insight,
out of crime.
Man.
That guy.
Is it less depressing as his last show?
What? The show?
His last show was just like you so mean, so mopey. I couldn't
the stand
take
up?
It. No, his
the show I can't watch. It's
no,
too depressing.
The show. We're talking about stand up.
The show had some funny things in it, but the whole thing was just always down. There was no other emotions in the show.
Yeah,
it seemed like.
And I think DC did the coloring on it too.
Yeah,
they brought it to the black and I'm kidding because you were talking about the DC color movies. This is relevant to what we were talking about.
Brightness.
Yeah, I understood what you were saying.
Trying to
come
full
like
circle.
It,
yeah,
so.
you weren't enjoying that?
No.
It's just a bad joke.
We've been using the same jokes this whole... I was trying to switch it up.
Yeah, I remember the mall thing.
Eddie Murphy.
Back to the mall.
Yeah, malls are sad.
Malls sad.
We're so predictable.
Eddie Murphy, five different characters.
So what do we do? What are we going to... Let's end it up with something high. We wanted to start off with something...
Yeah.
Easter. Jesus died and came back 3 days later.
azaleas. We just had the azalea festival
here.
Oh,
thank God.
Oh, who gives a shit?
Well, I went.
We had Duran Duran. Like,
Duran Duran was there. Jason Derulo. I went to get a sandwich the other day, and I like the lady that works there. She's like, "Did you go to the azalea festival?" I'm like, "I don't like azaleas." I was like, "We have a lot better flowers in this town because I got a tree that just bloomed, and it was just white. It was beautiful.
Is it dogwood?
It looks like a dogwood, but the flowers are smaller.
What's it called?
Do you know? I don't know. It's not a spitoporum.
You need to come to this podcast with information and
I
facts.
I didn't know we're going to be talking about this. Anyway.
I have a feeling
that
you
tree
did.
Needs a festival.
Tree festival.
It's the one I'm thinking about. Is it real big and like when it blooms? Yeah, little tiny, tiny
is it a
little
river
white
bird?
Flowers.
Tiny,
but then pollen is everywhere.
No, it's not a Bradford pear.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
The Bradford's bloomed weeks ago. When okay. It was still cold.
This is why we're losing subscribers.
Are you a fucking arborist?
Yeah. I like flowers on trees.
I know.
Especially in the spring, because that means summer's coming.
Just because you like it doesn't mean you need to share it with everybody.
All right. I just cut down every tree in my yard, by the way.
We'll just shut down the whole podcast right now, then.
Yeah. Those of you with the children's, do you guys do like Easter egg hunts and stuff like that?
My wife does, and I tell her I'm busy.
You know where you can find a lot of eggs?
On the ground.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
High energy. Let's go out with our audience out of their misery in a high, positive way.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here.
I feel like I went to watch a special needs choir. Lord. That's terrible.
That's Randy Newman, right?
It's Randy Newman.
Okay.
I can't tell.
You're going to offend some people.
Probably just Randy Newman.
So Randy Newman and Buffett on tour together.
No. God.
Oh, wow. What do you think about that?
I don't.
That'd be an interesting mix in the audience, wouldn't
good
it?
And Kid Rock.
Oh, God.
That's the trio of the century.
I think throw some Marilyn Manson in there.
Yeah. No, what's the insane clown posse? Yeah, yeah.
Throw those guys. Yeah. That bitch.
Get some Juggalos mixing with
spraying Faygo all over the audience.
Can Huey Lewis make an appearance?
Yeah, why not?
All right, good.
Hope so.
What do they call Huey Lewis fans?
Yui's.
Losers?
I don't know.
Yui's?
You losers? Yeah. Over 40?
I love Huey.
I do too.
Nah, I do
it's up to B Square.
Well, that's
I want to see
a concert. That song's pretty lame.
The Harder Rock and Roll.
That's a good song.
You like that one?
Yeah.
I feel like Huey Lewis's head was like 4 feet long. He had a big, long head.
Did he?
Like, I think 2 feet of it was like hair, though.
Good observation.
Yeah, I never saw his head.
So let's say someone say goodbye because I say
goodbye.
It.
I was singing
someone
goodbye.
Someone else say it.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We apologize for whatever you just had to sit through, but don't forget to tune in next 2 weeks.
Right.
For bi-weekly.
A much better podcast.
Yeah, what we should do is we should get podcast topics from the audience. Like maybe they can leave it down in the comments section.
Here you
comments.
Go. Just like ooh, it.
It's so all going to be Buffett and Newman.
We can cruise through the comments. It was like, yeah.
More bushes.
It's a good way to bring up conversation.
Yeah, and you know what? And Neebs, your job, I'm going to give you a job. You're going to pick 3 things that we can maybe talk about for
he
next
doesn't
week
know
through
English.
The comments.
Yep. You have to do it in Spanish.
I will possibly do that.
Trace. Maybe. All right, we'll see. Thanks a lot, guys. Yay. See you next time.
Bye-bye.